bag, big chat, itty bitty chat, belly to the bay chat, inner city chat, I like some pretty chit, with a touch of chat, this is Chick Chat, oh yeah, it's that.
Boys, what I want to talk about today is how long we wait in line for the bathroom. This conversation has been raging for as long as there has been public bathrooms that have been men at women.
I feel sorry for you. Festivals, games.
Anyway, shopping centres is a big one.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, seriously, shopping centres. Research suggests that women spend 50% longer actually using the facilities. And now that doesn't sound that dramatic, but when we wait 34 times longer just to get in than our male counterparts, well, something's going wrong. Yeah. Something is not right. In Australia, apparently, according to some research done by The Guardian, men wait just 11 seconds.
And we're going to know it if we ever have a queue. If there's a queue at a footy game, everyone's like, what's going on?
Seriously, and I would argue, I've never seen a queue coming out of a men's bathroom.
Oh, there is.
Half time.
But yeah, apparently, on average, 11 seconds you boys are waiting to get in. Women
it's
wait
like grueling 11.
Grueling.
Hate it.
Women wait an average of 6 minutes 19 seconds. And I would argue that's on a good day. I have waited in bathroom queues 20 minutes plus. Like, it is insane. When you're busting to go, it's ridiculous.
Is it just the easy access that the males have?
Or yes, by urinal as well.
Exactly. There's more drains per capita, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But two women out of the UK are striving for pee equality, and I love this so
pee
much.
Pee quality.
Pee quality. Their names are Amber Probin and Hazel McShane. They graduated from the University of Bristol in physics innovation, okay?
Ooh.
And they are two ladies themselves. And they have invented the peequel. Hazel joins us all the way from Bristol in the UK. Good morning, Hazel.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thank you, babe. Thank you for what you're doing. First and foremost, what's it like in the UK? Is it the same in Australia? You're just fed up waiting in queues that you thought, I've got to do something.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. It seems everywhere you go, women are waiting in line and men whiz in and out. Yeah.
Literally whiz in and out.
Worldwide problem.
So what's the peequel then, Hazel? What have you done?
This is the UK's first touch-free standalone woman's urinal. So no funnels are involved. It's basically like a semi-squat design and you step up to use it. And it's 6 times more efficient to use than a portable toilet.
Cool. we've got a photo
female
here.
Urinal.
Yeah, producer's just given us a photo here. It looks like a merry-go-round with like little female urinals.
Yeah, we've had that.
Yeah, it looks like it's very colourful. Now, with COVID, how does this compare to a regular toilet?
So it's completely touch-free if you'd like to, compared to, say, the average of, like, I think it's 10 touch points in a public bathroom. You can completely not touch people at all. And it's open air, which also really helps keep up hygiene standards, and especially in a post-COVID world.
So when you say it's open air, Hazel, looking at the picture, it looks like it's only private from kind of the waist down. So could I be turning around and chatting to my girlfriend as we go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Exactly. It's completely private from the waist down, so from any angle you can't be seen. And it's also, from the outside, it's a lot more private. We want them to exist in, like, their own woman's space. So, you know at large-scale festivals, men have their own kind of fenced-off spaces, urinals, like with the troughs.
Mm.
I see, like, people existing in their own fenced-off space. So it will be a kind of more private space as well.
And how many more of these can you fit in a regular, like, public bathroom compared to just the cubicles?
It's twice as efficient. We're trying to get it so as many units can fit in the space as possible. It's completely flat pack because we understand, this is a temporary solution that needs to be transported. So we've designed it so it's actually 6 times more efficient to pack than portable toilets. So it really cuts down on carbon emissions.
Oh, you guys won't know yourself if you get these.
Seriously?
You're going to have so much fun.
To be fair, Hazel, you're also going to eliminate the making new girlfriends in the queue for the bathroom. That seems to be a real touch.
No, because you can chat to each other.
That's very good. You're so right.
Are we going to see these soon, Hazel? Are they coming out?
Yeah, so this summer it's all about learning. We've got prototypes at different events around the UK, and then we're going to invest in the tooling, and they'll be ready to rent and buy in 2022.
Ooh. 2022.
Now, Jess and Hazel, I want to ask you something, because I spoke to a couple of friends on the weekend.
Yes, lady friends.
Lady friends, and they universally said that because they wait so long for the toilet, when they get there, they said, I'm going to damn well have my share of the time that I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hurry up.
I'm taking my time in there.
I'm going to take 5 minutes in there if I need to.
I'll be honest with you. You need to cut these women. They are psychos. No, they are part of the problem.
Really?
No, you can't have that attitude. Hazel, are you with me? You can't have that attitude. I know it's so mean. And particularly when you see women coming out and they've got their phones in their hands.
What about the girls that go in twos and threes and fours? You can't be doing that.
Yeah, but to be fair, they're trying to... No, they're good people. They're trying to cut the line faster.
Right.
Be honest, is this design based on what I've seen many a time, the one or two ladies that have had enough with the queue and just step into the men's and just squat on the urinal?
I have seen that. Yep. Usually at the end of a race's day.
Guilty.
In our research, we found that 80% of women actually hover / squat over like portable toilets anyway because they're so grim. It's to create that like safer, more stable, so you don't slip. And it is a squat. It's like to instead of going off, when you're so sick of the toilet keep going for like a wild win. It's creating a really safe and hygienic space for that.
And what I like about this is, as a dude, I'm a smaller guy too, Hazel. I get the splashback standing next to other males. You won't get this.
You will not get this in your own petition.
You get your own little one. I think we need to get these for the dudes, Gilly.
Or we could go the other way and get Hazel to design it so the ladies can get a bit of splashback too. So
to get the full experience.
Mate, equality, that's what these ladies are all about. Well, Hazel, we love to see it. Well done on identifying a problem that's been around for millennia and actually doing something about it. Looking forward to see it in Australia. You and Amber, thank you very much. You can check out all the details, pcool.com. But Hazel McShane, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye, guys.